sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. But now I couldn't make her stay, well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Every time we disagree, she was always asking me, are you a man or a mouse? Now that she's gone, she probably thinks that I'm home, just a moving around the house. She probably thinks that she's the one thing I just couldn't get along without. Well, wouldn't it surprise her? I gotta sympathize her as long as these bottles hold out. Well, I'm a sitting on the bar stool, acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm doing today. And I'm sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. And I couldn't make her stay, with well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Sit down and talk to her, it always ends up in a fuss. I try to reason with her right until the time that she got on that Greyhound bus. It'd be better if I could forget her, cause she sure forgot about me. And if it takes all night, I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna sit here till I can't see. Well, I'm a-sitting on the bar stool, acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm a-doing today. And I'm a-sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm losing my troubles away. But now I couldn't make her stay, well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm taking my baby goodbye.
I do solemnly swear that I will. against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. So help me God. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution. And it's time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Yes, we are, and a little bit late for a storm, but we're still the storm. We had a little bit of trouble connecting here, getting the youngest delivered to her mother tonight, and we'll try to see if we can prevent that from happening again. But we're here. We're over a half hour late, but the shooting bench, I mean the survival circle, dadgummit, what's the other thing we do on Friday nights? Liberty Lounge. Liberty Lounge will be in its entirety tonight. So, let me get, it's Friday, it's the 9th of September. We've had a very, very busy day, and I'm not convinced that we're going to be able to continue to do this three-hour thing on Friday. It just starts too early for me, and I'll try it another week or so, and I'm trying to get, all right. Got Facebook stuff going on here. All right. Looks like we're on. We have sound. Everything's running. Got a fly I'm going to have to shoot in a minute. Yeah, Radio Doc, we may run a little bit later on Liberty Lounge tonight. Probably not too much, but maybe a little bit. So, anyway, I'm going to have to get my shotgun here in a minute and get this fly out of here. It's about to really upset me. All right, a lot of stuff going on. I want to try to get a few stories out of the way, even though we're running late. This deal in South Dakota is turning into quite a deal with the Sioux Indians up there. They have they're protesting in Spokane this afternoon, this evening, or were. I don't know if they still are. And I'm going to have to do some studying on the sequence of events here. When this first started, they didn't want any militia, didn't want any help, didn't want anybody up there. And I even heard at one time that they didn't want any white people up there, which I was very disappointed to hear that, if it was true. And I'm not convinced that it is. But I've heard that they're changing their stance a little bit, and they're welcoming everybody to come up there and help. And in their manner of the way they're doing things peacefully, you know, it may or may not. We'll see how it works. We'll see how it comes along. But it may not be quite as fruitful as they hoped it was going to be. So, you know, it has the possibility of either turning into the Little Bighorn or Wounded Knee, one or the other. So, we'll see what happens. We'll try to keep an eye on it a little closer here and keep you updated. Lots of stories, lots of BS, lots of stuff going. People say, well, where's the militia? What's everybody, why isn't anybody up there standing with them? Well, you know, for the first place, they didn't want us to. They didn't ask us to. And I think it's a very bad idea to go up there and butt in. I thought it was a bad idea to butt in up at for the Hammonds. They didn't want us up there. But, you know, as it turned out, other than Lavoie being murdered, there was, I think there was some good done. There was a lot of education done up there. And, you know, there's parts of it that could have possibly been okay. I still, to this day, I will always think that it should have been conducted a little bit differently. But, you know, the people that did it were convinced that they were doing the right thing, and they prayed about it and feel like they got their answer. So who am I to tell them that they were wrong? It's just that I would have done it differently. Right, wrong, or indifferent. There's a new social media site out there for those of you that like to post about guns and stuff without worried about getting your post deleted or getting turned in or turned, you know, sent to Facebook jail or something. It's called weaponsfeed.com. It's brand new. It's still in beta testing. You have to get an invite to get in there. I'm in there now. You just go to weaponsfeed.com and register, and they'll send you a link. They'll send you a, it's not your password. You still have to do your own password, but they'll send an invite link that you'll need to use to get in. And once they get all the bugs worked out of and everything, then all that will go away. But as it is right now, weaponsfeed.com, we're going to see how big it gets and what they have to offer and all of that, and hopefully it'll turn into something that we can use. But we're certainly going to give it a try and see what happens. Had another code talker die here. I believe it was Tuesday. Let's see here. It was on the 6th. It was, yeah, Tuesday, I think. Died here in Arizona. There's not very many of them left. His name was Joe Hosteen Kelwood. Died at the age of 95. It seems like most of these guys have died in their upper 90s. So that's he was Navajo code talker in the 1st Marine Division, World War II. And we are all familiar with the code talkers. We've talked about each one that has died since this show has been on the air. And Governor Ducey here in Arizona said that more than 430 code talkers answered the call of duty after the Pearl Harbor attacks. So we don't know what his funeral plans are, and don't have a list of survivors or anything yet. They may have today. Like I said, this is 3 days old. So, all right, let's continue to march here. We'll try to get as many of these out of the way as we can before it comes time for Liberty Lounge. Taurus may have done a bad thing. Taurus, number one, has a bad reputation that it doesn't deserve. There was a time when Taurus was right down there almost with Brico and all of that. Maybe not quite, but not far away from it. It was not good. But that has changed. They're a good, reputable company. As I've told you before, they were the first firearms company in the history of firearms to offer a full lifetime warranty. And there's not a thing in the world wrong with Taurus. If there's something you don't like about it because of style or configuration or something, that's one thing. But you can't honestly say that they're bad guns. You can get a bad gun. You can get a lemon in pretty much anything, but overall they're fine weapons. There's not anything wrong with them. However, I'm going to do a little research here and see just exactly what it is. They've been charged with selling guns to a known Yemeni arms trafficker who funneled these into his country, into the civil war in violation of international sanctions. Now, is it Yakima Glock? I was going to say that, but thank you for, yeah, except for Glocks. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they violated some sanctions and everything. I'm not sure where Yemeni stands with this stuff. If they are a firearms company, if they're helping rebels that are trying to get their country and their government squared away, I don't know if they are or not, because I'm not familiar with the Yemeni struggle over there. I don't know what's happening. So, but a lot of people have been claiming to dump Taurus because of this. So I'm not until I find out more about it. If I find out that they've done something, doing something in violation of sanctions is one thing, and I'm not necessarily opposed to that. Doing something in violation of sanctions that may be something that would be used against the United States or for communist purposes or Islamic the Islamic State for some purpose or another, I would be very much opposed to that, and I will never buy another Taurus if that's the case. Of course, I really wasn't planning on buying another one anyway, since all I do is shoot Glocks now. I've got my one Taurus little 2-inch 38 revolver that I carry very rarely, but other than that, but they do make good guns. They make damn fine revolvers. They're semi-automatics. There's nothing wrong with them at all. As a matter of fact, the Taurus 24/7 has the lowest axis of recoil next to Glock of any handgun out there, and they shoot like a house of fire. They're very, very good weapons. But nevertheless, we'll do a little research on this and find out what's going on. Crafty Girl 54. I don't know if I've ever seen Crafty Girl in here before, but welcome to the shooting bench. I'm glad you dropped in, and hopefully you'll find something that is agreeable with you, and you'll come back and visit with us. If you don't know, in about 12 minutes, we switch formats here, and we go to what we call Liberty Lounge, which is a hope you like classic country music, because that's what we're going to do for two solid hours starting in 12 minutes. So hopefully you'll stick around with us, sir. Okay, let's move on. Try to get as many of these done as we can. I've got some more gun things here. I've got things. Hey, that's going to take too long, and that's going to take too long. We've already talked about that. I do have a story here. Let me go back and find it. This one right here breaks my heart. It has nothing to do with guns. It has nothing to do with... okay, Bright Angel, good. Glad to know that. It has nothing to do with liberty. It has nothing to do with anything except human values. This is a heartbreaking story. Luckily, we're going to get this out of the way before Liberty Lounge starts. This kid's name, he's 9 years old. His name was Gerald Hamilton. He lives up in Indiana. Just as excited as he can be, coming up for his 9th birthday. And he's had some, multiple skull expansion surgeries and brain surgeries and whatnot. So he's a little slower than everybody. It makes him different. He's not exactly like everyone else. But he understands compassion, and he understands happiness, and he knows when his birthday is. And he had this party and invited a bunch of people. He sent out 30 invitations to his classmates in school. And can you believe, out of 30 invitations, that not one single person showed up? The grandmother was both heartbroken and furious over it. They said this kid is the kindest, most giving, compassionate kid out there. it said that the worst part of it was when Gerald's mom said, well, let's go ahead and cut the cake. And the kid said, let's wait just a little bit longer. Still hoping that at least one person would show up. But nobody came. Instead, as many family members as possible came to the house to throw him a party and show their support, but it still wasn't the same. It's not, you know, you want your friends, it's nice for family to be there, but damn, you'd think that one kid out of 30 would show up here. 2 days later, I think it was the grandma went to Facebook to tell all about her frustrations out on Facebook. And she shared this reason that other parents gave for their kids not being there. She said, when my daughter called 12 parents to find out what was wrong or what was going on, this is what they said. And, you know, this is tough even for me to read. I'm blown away with this. This is what the parents said. 12 parents said something similar to this. My child can't play with yours because he's just too different. And the kid just 9 years old, he just wants to have friends. No one came. No one even sent a card. You know, if someone said, well, the kid's a little bit of a whack job, I don't think I want our kids playing with it. Let's just send a card and just tell him we couldn't make it. Even if they lied, they couldn't send anything. Didn't even send a damn card. No presents, no cards, nobody showed up. So it became her mission to get as many cards as they could mailed to this little guy. And she said you could send them to her and make sure that he gets them. And there was a video on this, and you guys can't see it. It's on my phone. I can't post a link on it or anything. But I was just completely blown away by this. That's not, you know, it's not stuff like that we normally talk about on the shooting bench. But this story really touched my heart, and I had to share this. I wish there was an address or something on here so that we could, we could send a card or something to this kid. But just common courtesy. Even if you just went and stay, you know, I can't stay very long. Here's a card, and put $5 in it or $2 or even or nothing, just a card. Say, I'm sorry we can't stay, you know, happy birthday, we gotta go. But they couldn't even do that. I mean, I can't even, and it wasn't all the kids' fault. As a matter of fact, the kids, some of that out of 30 kids, I would guess that some of them might have been glad to go. I'm thinking that this was the parents' problem, not the kids. I don't know. I mean, that's just my very biased opinion here. But what I see here is kids or parents teaching their kids to discriminate against people that are not quite the same as us. Now, if you're doing that to a liberal, that's okay. But not to a kid with a problem like this. No. Anyway, very disappointing that something like that would happen. This coming Wednesday, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Is that for those of you that are just joining us for the first time, there's usually on the second hour on Wednesdays, we talk about pretty much all gun stuff, and I do have a lot of gun stuff to cover this coming Wednesday, so you don't want to miss that. We've still got a few things to discuss as far as the news goes, but there'll be a lot of gun stuff coming up. So I hope that, what do we got? We got 5 minutes. I got one more. I got two more deals. I don't know if we can cover them in 5 minutes, but we'll give it a shot. See what happens here. Just got to bring them up here real quick. As you know, fortunately, everything's running pretty smoothly. Generally, it's pretty much guaranteed that when I'm running late, then, you know, the sound doesn't work. I can't get connected. The computer wants to do a update. You know, something stupid happens. It never happens all week, for 2 weeks, for a month, until I'm late one time. So, everybody has been, a lot of people have been up in arms with the Seattle Seahawks, including yours truly. They had intended to boycott the play, the national anthem and the flag, and set it out. And apparently NFL was going to back their... I'd have told every damn one of them, if you're going to do that, you just go home. I'll play this game by myself. I am astonished. I am infuriated. I am sick that this would even have ever come up in the history of professional ball. But it did. But as of yesterday, it looks like... the Seattle Seahawks were going to follow the lead of Russell Wilson, and they will be following the lead of Russell William instead of Colin Kaepernick or whatever the hell his name was. They'd have planned to. Hey, I got him. One down. Matter of fact, that was the only one in here, so he's out. They were going to protest this, and they said, you know, Doug Baldwin and Cliff Avril has told reporters now that they were considering joining the national anthem protest before the season opener. Now they say our team will honor the country and the flag in a pregame demonstration of unity. I think what happened is they realized that their paycheck was in danger here, because a lot of people. I didn't see. Well, that's not true. I did see a couple people that said, "Well, it's their right to do that. I'm going to watch the game anyway." That's the kind of retards we got, you know, that sit out there and, anyway. But a lot of people said they were not only going to boycott the Seahawks game, they're going to boycott NFL completely. And I think somebody talked some sense into them, and they changed their mind. It still ticks me off that they even considered it, that they even thought about this. But apparently they have rectified it, and everything is going to be hunky-dory, so we'll just have to let it go at that, I guess, and we'll see what happens. I'm not a football fan anyway, but that still ticks me off. That's something that football, baseball, you know, very much American icons, and you know, the Star Spangled Banner flag is not about the government. That's what ticks me off, is a lot of these people say, well, the government did this and government did that, and, you know, we're going to war for no reason. We're killing our young men and women. That's, well, okay, I get that. But the flag still represents the country, not the government. I'm okay with boycotting the government. I'm okay with, you know, whatever in the hell you want to do involving the government. But that flag represents my country. And the national anthem as well has nothing to do with the government. Yes, they have a constitutional right to do whatever they want to do. I have a constitutional right not to support them, not to watch them, not to buy any of their stuff, nothing. You know, I wouldn't tell them that they can't do it, because that would be unconstitutional. I will tell them that they can all go to hell if that's what they want to do. That is constitutional. So, with all that being said, I think we're going to close this one out right quick. Short show, but we're going to have to get back here and get our Liberty Lounge started on time. So, hang out with me, and I'll be back here in about 2 or 3 minutes. Well, that wraps up another edition of The Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for The Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
Says it all.